Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello. A
Yeah.
very good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is Eden. How are you doing today? Good
Good.
morning, sir. Oh, it's very good to hear, sir. Hi, my name is Eden, and I'm calling you from Genetic Healthcare. And the reason of my call is that we are helping all the senior citizens by providing them an immunity genetic test under their Medicare benefit. This test that we are providing them, it will let you know about your current state of your immune and what immune deficiencies they might have, so they can take prior precautions for any severe health condition. Sir, as I told you that we are providing this test for all the senior citizens. Okay, are you a senior citizen, sir?
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So how old are you?
I'm 66.
You're 66 years old. Okay, it's very good to hear, sir. Sir, are you suffering from any kind of autoimmune conditions like diabetes or arthritis?
Yes.
Okay, so are you, what type it is? Is it a diabetes or is it a arthritis?
It's arthritis.
What type of arthritis it is? It is a
It's
rheumatoid or it's a psoriatic?
rheumatoid, I believe. I'm still
Okay, so
making
how
some
often do you?
appointments to follow up on it.
Okay, so where basically it pains for you? In your fingers, in your small joints, where it takes pain for you?
Knees, elbows, and some of my fingers.
Elbows. Okay, so it's a rheumatoid. So how often do you visit your doctor?
Like every couple of months.
Okay, so did he told you that you have a rheumatoid?
I think so. I could look at the, he gave me like papers, you know, that say stuff about what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, so no problem. So are you suffering with diabetes?
So it actually runs in my family, so I have to monitor my blood sugar on a regular basis. There's a pre-diabetic condition.
Yes, sir, I know that. So
Yeah.
you are a pre-diabetic. So are you taking medications to keep it under control?
I am, although I don't like to take it.
Okay,
I
sir.
just don't
So
like
as you
taking
say,
drugs.
you are a pre.
It up like
Why is
I
that so?
I'm always worried about side effects and things, but if there's a good medicine, like a, you know, I always ask my doctor. Sometimes they come out with new drugs that are better. So I'm trying to stay educated on those developments as they occur.
Okay, sir. So you are under medications for your pre-diabetes, am I correct?
Right.
Okay, sir. It is very good to hear. So have you ever been diagnosed with cancer in your past?
No.
No, it's very good to hear. So are you suffering from any kind of neuro disorders like sleeping disorder, mood disorder, anxiety, depression?
Sometimes I can't sleep, but I wasn't like diagnosed. I never went to a doctor about it.
Okay, it's very good to hear, sir. Did anybody in your family had dementia or Alzheimer, Parkinson?
Yeah.
Okay, who did it? Who had it? Your father, your mother?
No, my it's my great grandfather died of Parkinson's, actually. My mother's mother's
Oh, your
father.
great. Okay, so it was already long back ago. Okay,
Yeah.
recently nobody has it?
No, not recently.
Okay, it's very good to hear, sir. As you said, you have rheumatoid and you are a pre-diabetic person. Okay? So this test
Right.
that we are providing you, okay, you are pretty much eligible for this test. Would you like to take this test, sir?
Yes, I would.
Oh, it's very good to know, sir. So for some verification purposes, I would like to ask you some simple questions, okay? Just answer me. You sh
Okay.
sh help me with your last name, your first name, and your date of birth, okay? And after this done, then after this is done, I will be connecting this call to a health physician who will be verifying you for the very last time. Okay? So help me with
Okay.
your last name, sir.
That makes sense. Last name is Spitzer. SPITZER.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's
S as in Sierra, T as in Papa, I as in India, T as in Tango,
yes.
Z as in Zulu, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo.
Okay, it's P S P I E B E R. Is it correct?
I think so, if I'm hearing. Connection.
I'll repeat it for you, okay? It's S P I E B E R.
Right.
Okay, and what's your first name, sir?
Jason, J A S O N.
J A S O N, Jason. Okay, so help me with your birth date, sir. And what year were you born in?
57.
1957. Okay, and which month?
January.
January the 1st?
No. That would be cool. No, I was born on the 13th of January.
I'm sorry?
13th of January.
13th. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
lucky number.
1957, January 13th. Am I correct?
It's yeah.
13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir.
Right.
So, sir, your name goes like J-A-S-O-N, Jason, okay? And your
right.
last name goes like S-P-I-E-B-E-R. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. And you said you have rheumatoid and you are a pre-diabetic person. Am I correct?
Right. Right.
Your birth date is 1957, 1/13. Am I correct?
Yeah. It's going to be the same. No matter how many times you ask me, it's the same birthday. Because I was only born once.
No, sir. This is just a verification call
okay.
for you, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, sir. Sir, so be on the line. I will be connecting this call to a health physician who will be verifying you for the very last time, okay? And he'll
okay.
let you know about this test and when you will receive this test. Just hold on the line for me.
Okay.
Hello, Jason?
Yes.
Jason, good morning. This is Craig from Genetic Healthcare Services, and I'm a senior healthcare specialist. How are you today?
Good morning, Craig. I'm good.
That's really nice to know, Jason. So, Jason, you spoke to my associate, and you had informed him that you are on the borderline of diabetes, and you have rheumatoid arthritis, correct?
Yes.
So you also know, Jason, that these are the major conditions which impact our immunity system, leading to serious conditions like blindness or kidney failure in future, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. That sounds pretty scary, actually.
It's not scary. I'm just making you aware about it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
So don't worry.
All right.
You're welcome. So in order to prevent this from happening, we are providing you a simple saliva swab immunity test.
Okay.
This test will help you to know how strong is your immunity system, what best can be done to boost it up so that you can control the borderline of diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis and prevent them from damaging your immunity system any further, okay?
I understand.
And the best part about this test is you don't have to go anywhere. The testing kit will be mailed to you at your mailing address.
Okay.
And you don't have to pay a single penny from your pocket for this test, as you are a senior citizen and a member of Medicare. Okay?
Okay.
So in order to make you eligible for this test, could you please grab your Medicare red, white, and blue card and help me with the Medicare ID number? I'll hold the line. You can get it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Let me just
sure.
go grab it.
I'm holding the line.
Okay.
Sure. Let me know when you have it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yes. Mm.
Ray Gardner here.
Yes, right. Okay. I'm right here, Jason.
Okay. So I have my card. I just have one concern. They always tell me to be very careful about giving out my personal information over the telephone if I
don't know
who I'm speaking with.
Don't worry. See, it's very simple. As I said, the testing kit will be mailed to you at your mailing address,
yes,
right, at no pocket cost. So the Medicare ID is required as a tool of verification. So we are ensured that we are sending the kit to you, not to anyone else.
Okay.
And once I make you eligible for this test, I'll delete your Medicare ID number and your date of birth from my system. I'll just keep your name and your phone number. So don't worry.
Let me ask you a question, Craig. If I hang up the call and I call you back at this number, 315-613-1497, would I get back to you?
No, that's the switchboard number. But don't worry.
Do you have a direct line?
No, we do not have.
Do you have an email address?
Very often. We are not allowed to.
Do you have a website? Craig?